ABC Radio Australia.
Kosovo declared independence from Serbia on February 17, 2008, capping a bitter struggle that lasted almost a decade.
It had been one of Europe's most violent conflicts since the Second World War. More than 10,000 people in total were killed. When Kosovo declared itself independent in 2008, it did so largely with the backing of the United States. And Kosovo is now recognised by just over 50% of UN member countries. Alexander Pokovic lectures in war and violence in world politics at Macquarie University and has written extensively on the issue of Kosovo.
The United States has also lobbied other countries to recognize Kosovo. This is also a usual procedure for the sponsor states to try to increase the recognition, especially in cases of contested ones. And this is contested, Kosovo is contested primarily because two members of permanent members of the UN Security Council, Russia and China, do not recognize Kosovo. And consequently, Kosovo cannot as yet be admitted to the United Nations because the Security Council has to recommend the admission. With the veto power of these two states, that's not going to happen.
Marshall Islands, Samoa, Nauru, Vanuatu are all among those who do recognise Kosovo, as are Kiribati, Tuvalu, Fiji and Tonga. But after a trip this month to Serbia, Palau's president, Tommy Rumengasau Jr., has confirmed that his country has withdrawn its support for Kosovo.
The relationship with Kosovo was signed, obviously, in 2009. We have tried to look extensively at any communication that would have justified us getting into relationship with Kosovo, and we have not. We have definitely looked at the analysis of what our relationship with Serbia would mean. And as I've said, that it is in the best interest of Palau to work with Serbia as a member of the United Nations and address the areas where we have mutual beliefs.
Palau follows the Solomon Islands, which withdrew its recognition of Kosovo in November, and PNG, which did so in early July last year. Dr. Nina Markovic is from the Department of Security Studies at Macquarie University.
Palau was the 13th nation over the last year or so to withdraw or suspend its recognition. But Serbia's foreign minister says it's only one out of many countries to come.
But Associate Professor Alexander Pokovic says that Pacific nations withdrawing their recognition for Kosovo will be of little consequence in the wider global context.
It's not quite bizarre, but it is possibly an interesting aspect of their policy, of the policy of the islands. All this, what's happening in the Pacific or anywhere else, would not really affect the major issue for Kosovo, and that is admission to the United Nations.
The Palau government's released copies of several MOUs that it secured with Serbia. They talk about friendship and cooperation, with a focus on youth and sports and also higher education. But Kosovo's foreign minister has been reported in local media for accusing Serbia of bribing small countries to secure their support. Here's Alexander Pokovic again.
What does happen in case of lobbying, a variety of incentives are given to states to pursue a particular policy. And in case of small nations like the South Pacific nations, these incentives are usually in form of either loans or outright aid. In other words, you can take it as a bribe because it says, look, if you withdraw recognition, we'll give you so much money.
President Rumengasau has been specifically asked about the benefits for Palau, but he didn't elaborate. Dr. Nina Markovic, however, says that it appears there will be advantages for Palau that aren't purely financial.
They also asked Serbia to support their interests at the United Nations, in particular in the area of climate change. So this is not a pure sort of change of heart for Palau. They're also asking something in return.
The tussle for diplomatic recognition will be familiar for many in the Pacific, where many countries, including Palau, diplomatically recognise Taiwan, which China considers to be a breakaway state. On that, President Tommy Rumengasau Jr. says that his country's policy hasn't changed, despite now joining China as a country that recognises Serbia over Kosovo.
Does this affect our relationship with Taiwan and ROC. Mm-hmm. No, it does not. We will stay consistent with our position with Taiwan and with China. And I've said many times that that's their internal challenge or internal situation to resolve among themselves. But we will continue to recognize Taiwan, even though they are not a member of the United Nations.